First visits to Sri Ramanashramam. Bhagavan Ramana has said that no one can come to Arunachala unless he or she is called by Arunachala himself. That call often comes when the devotee is ripe to receive his grace. Below are three examples of devotees called and their grace vouchsafed. The first two are written by a husband and wife from Tennessee, and the third by a devoted mother and wife residing in Florida. I tried really hard to put into words what I felt during our first visit to Ramanashramam. Every time I did, I had to go back and redo it. It seems words are not adequate, and given my limited grasp of English, I had to really struggle to put it together. So many experiences happened after our visit to Sri Ramanashramam, which I have not mentioned in this piece, that keep drilling into my head the transitory nature of everything and the futility of worldly existence. It is all Bhagavan's infinite grace. That's all I can say. Our first visit to Ramanashramam from December 3rd to December 6th, 2012 was the most important event of my life so far. It seems Bhagavan called me when he felt I was fit to be admitted, even though I had thought about going there many times since 2004. When he did call, he showered his grace in such abundance that I cannot possibly describe it. It seems like he has kicked my mind into a different gear. There is more peace, more contentment, and more detachment from all things other than the pursuit of the only worthy goal of life. This first visit clearly convinced me of the greatness of Sri Arunachala, whom I so far had never really truly understood or appreciated. Now I am beginning to feel the pull of Bhagavan in the form of Sri Arunachala. The first glimpse of the Arunachala hill moved me into tears, and I continued to feel its magnetic pull throughout our stay. Since I have returned to the USA, it is attracting my mind more and more. Now I spontaneously look upon its form with love and contemplate its greatness. The first 2 days in Tiruvannamalai for me were like a mixed bag. There were moments of immense peace. However, the background noise of the mind did not fully subside as anticipated. I had doubts and a lot of undesirable feelings and emotions rose up within me. I started feeling miserable and frustrated and did not know what to do. On day 3, I at once experienced great peace while walking around Bhagavan's Samadhi. All my doubts and restlessness completely evaporated, and uncontrollable tears burst out in torrents. I experienced waves of love enfolding me from Bhagavan's Samadhi, and my mind was filled with immense gratitude. From that moment, everything turned around. The remainder of my stay was full of peace and serenity, and many events happened that revealed Bhagavan's omnipresence and grace. Shortly after this, we ran into Brian, a resident devotee of our New York Arunachala Ashrama, who asked us if we had done the Giri Pradakshina. We had not, and I had been feeling sad about it since we had to leave the next day, and it didn't appear as if we would be able to do it this time. He offered to take us the next morning at 3 a.m. We went with him and thoroughly enjoyed his company during the walk. On the way back to town, he asked us if we had been to the Arunachala temple. Once again, we had not, and he graciously offered to take us in to the temple as well. I felt a deep peace and happiness the moment we entered the temple, as if Arunachaleshwara himself had pulled us to him. While leaving Thiruvannamalai, I looked back one last time at the holy Arunachala hill and with its blessings went into a meditative state without any effort. I remained in this blissful state throughout the whole taxi ride to the Chennai airport. On December 5th, prior to leaving Sri Ramanashramam, we had gone to the book depot and looked at both the wall and desk calendars. We really liked the wall calendar, but decided to buy the desk calendar instead. I was not very keen on hanging the wall calendar on display in our house, since I like to keep our devotion to Bhagavan to ourselves. My wife, on the other hand, really wanted the wall calendar. Upon our return to the ASA, we started to go through the mail and found, to our amazement, that the same wall calendar was there. It had been shipped to us from the New York Ashrama on December 5th, the very same day we had been looking at it in India, and it had arrived here on my birthday. I opened it to see Bhagavan smiling with an umbrella in his hand, as if he was saying, "Where will you run away from me? Yes, indeed, there is no escape for us now. The tiger will have his way. Thank you, Bhagavan, for everything." Every time I started writing this piece, I felt that I was not conveying my experience properly. I still feel that I have not been able to do justice to it. I had been looking forward to our trip to Thiruvannamalai for months, and this short 3-day visit turned out to be the highlight of our India trip. We plan to go back again next year and hope to be able to stay longer, Bhagavan willing. When we reached Sri Ramanashramam, I simply felt as if I belonged there. It didn't feel like a new place at all. We first entered the new hall and from there the Matrubhudeshwara temple. From the mother's temple, we entered the Samadhi hall. The moment I entered the Samadhi hall, I felt a very strong inward pull and sat down under one of Bhagavan's photos. I could not understand what was happening. I still cannot put into words the peace and the contentment I experienced at that moment. My mind was completely calm and I felt a vibration that is difficult to describe. I did not want to leave the place. Throughout our stay, I kept returning to the Samadhi hall and spent most of my time there. On the other hand, when I sat in the old hall for meditation, unpleasant emotions and resentment started rising up within. It happened quite strongly on the first day, but on subsequent days, it slowly subsided. With Bhagavan's grace, the rest of my stay was very peaceful. I felt carefree, like a child. We visited Skandashramam on the second day. There was a dog near the ashram that sat quietly, minding its own business, not at all concerned with what was happening around it. It felt as if he was in a deep meditative state. The same peace that we experienced in the ashram at the foot of the hill was there as well. We collected a few stones from Arunachala on our way back. Before going to Ramanashramam, I never thought much about the Arunachala hill, but now it feels as if Arunachala has returned home with me. I do not even have to close my eyes to see it. My faith in Bhagavan and Arunachala has been strengthened with this visit, and I pray to Bhagavan to bring me closer to him. With Bhagavan's grace, I had a wonderful experience during my visit to India. All I can say is that it was amazing. I spent 3 nights at the ashram. I visited Skandashramam and Virupaksha cave on the second day, and on the third day I was able to do the Girivellam. The ashram gave me a room right behind Bhagavan's Samadhi hall. Staying in the ashram and visiting the caves where Bhagavan sat and spent his time, just to think of this makes the heart feel so light. While there, I felt so secure, and now, remembering all of this, I feel so light as if I am gliding on air. Many simple but wonderful things happened to me at the ashram with no effort on my part. This might sound silly. I visited many temples, and each one of them I was placed right in front for darshan. Even when I took the domestic and international flights with an extra suitcase and extra luggage, they did not charge anything or say anything. I feel Bhagavan is with me and taking care of me. I am holding on to his feet as the baby monkeys at the ashram hold on to their mothers so tight. But when I feel so light and forget to hold on to him, he is holding me. I visited Tiruchuri also. I walked there barefoot from my husband's village, which is some miles away. The priest who stays there was so nice to me. It was late and I was concerned that I might not be able to go to Bhagavan's birthhouse. When I was at the Bhuminatha temple, he told me that for Bhagavan's devotees, the house is open 24 hours a day. I prayed and meditated in the room where Bhagavan was born. My English is not that great, and I am not good at expressing my thoughts and feelings, but I am still feeling like a bee that had too much honey to drink. Even if I am not there at the ashram, I always experience this sweet feeling, like I am gliding in the air. How to express it? Just to remember my visit to where Bhagavan stayed, I have this inexplicable feeling and wonder how it would be to be with him always in my heart. With Bhagavan's grace and blessings, it will happen. I bought some books at the ashram. I am trying to follow Bhagavan's teachings.